Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Speak along this line this morning again. I don't know whether the spite on my topic, I don't know. Praise God. But before I go into the message, I want to take this song. It's a hymn. I don't know. That song that speaks about immortal, invincible,
oh God only wise,
enlightened, accessible,
he from eyes,
most blessed, most glorious, the ancient of days, almighty, victorious, thy praise you this morning. The Lord that heareth prayers, the Bible says unto you shall all flesh turn to. Lord, we've turned to you this morning, and our faces are towards thee. We ask that you open your hands and satisfy our needs today, as we have promised in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that in your glory, you will show yourself mighty. Help our hearts this morning. Help our hearts this morning. You know our frailty. You know our shortcomings. Oh, Father of glory, help us. Cause us to be strong to offer our prayers to you. You promise that your house shall be the house of prayers for all the nations. It's because you are the God that heareth prayers. Let testimonies come from today's meeting. Let the word so love be mixed with faith, and let it produce results in Jesus' name. We thank you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning, church. I'm seeing your faces. I've not seen for a long time today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have not seen me in the past 1 month, just raise your hand up. It is you now that I'm going to greet. You have not seen me. I have greeted Brother Iberi. Hallelujah. Some of you have not seen me in 1 month. I'm seeing you after a long time. You want me to point you out, Abby? Amen. I'm not pointing you out. Hallelujah. I greet you all in Jesus' name. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 7 to 9 is a story of a king that had similar challenges that we all, at one point in our lives, we normally go through. His name is called King Asa. And at that time, Anani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said, because thou art relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thy hands. Next verse. Next verse, please, hurry up, hurry up. You are rolling down my thoughts. Were not the Ethiopians and the Libyans a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou did rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thy hand. Next verse. For the eyes of the Lord. This is my emphasis. Can we take it together? For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Herein thou art done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have words. May that not be your story. In Jesus' name. The purpose why you and I need to recollect past victories is very, very key. This king had had situations in the past that was so perplexing that it was nothing less than a miracle that could have bailed him out. Go to that verse 7. He said, verse 8. He said, were not the Ethiopians and the Libyans a huge host? He had to fight a battle some time past in his history. And in that battle, this prophet had told him, don't let this intimidating situation put you down. Trust God. And Asa at that time put his faith in God. Now, he wants you to know that God is invincible. That's why I took that up. Invincible. Immortal, invincible, the only wise God. He has chosen to relate with us from the invincible realm. Hallelujah. That has been the story of mankind. And it's not likely to change very soon. Amen. And I'll tell you one thing. We all will come to that place where you'll have things that will confront you and confound you. He says, but not the Ethiopians and the Libyans, a huge host. And with very many chariots and horsemen. It's as though he had to fight the Americans and the Russians together. Do you know one thing I found out about Nollywood? Praise God. Is it Nollywood or... Did I say Nollywood or Hollywood? No, I said Nolly. Forget. Strike that out. It was a mistake. Hollywood. Why do you think they make all those films that portray America as if they are invincible? Have you noticed? It's to intimidate the rest of us. When you hear the Marines are coming, your heart. There's no more fight in you. But it's a lie. They are men. They are not gods. At least we know that when they fought in Afghanistan. The Afghanistans. Have made the American army look like just me. Do you know that these Afghans have been fighting wars since the days of Alexander the Great? And they've not conquered them. They're the only nation they've not conquered in the world. Nations, what empires have fought them, they've not conquered them. So when the Americans said they were coming, I expected them to fall and die. But they didn't fall and die. They stood and fought them. The North Koreans demystified the American army. With their planes, their everything, they demystified them. Praise the Lord. But what am I trying to say is that there is nothing that the enemy can throw against you that is not conquerable. These huge armies were conquered by Asa. With a smaller army, healed a quick army, poor equipment army, but God gave him victory. However, he forgot. However, he did not remember. However, he chose to rely upon the arm of flesh. That's normal to all of us. The first that comes into your mind is, who can help me? Praise God. It's normal. But you have to train yourself to trust God. Amen. This man didn't trust God when another situation came his way. He asked the Syrians to come and help him. And the prophet came to him and began to ask him those questions. The Bible says, were not the Ethiopians and the Libyans a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because thou did rely on the Lord delivered them into thy hand. He now said this, for the eyes of the Lord. What does he do? He's running. He's running to and fro throughout the whole earth. Every day, the Spirit of the Lord is scanning the hearts of men. Every day he's scanning the hearts of men. All he's looking for is one heart that is perfect. One heart that will stay. One heart that will not shift. One heart that will just say, Lord, I am waiting for your deliverance. That is all he's looking for in the earth. Amen. That's what he's looking for. And you'll be surprised that in the population of over 7 billion, you may not find more than 3 or 4 whose heart is stayed on him. Amen. This is a perpetual training or a perpetual requirement for us in life. We can never forget that lesson that we must always have a perfect heart towards the Lord. No matter the circumstances you are now faced or fall into, that heart must always be there. So that when the scanning is done, they can find that your heart is okay. Praise God. And what did he promise to do? He said, when that heart is found, the Bible says, God wants to show himself strong. Amen. It doesn't matter whether you're a believer or a non-believer. We know unbelievers that have called to God in the days of crisis and God heard them. Sometimes we used to say God does not hear the prayers of a sinner, but God hears, have mercy. Did you hear what I said? God hears what? Have mercy. We've heard of people who were in an accident situation, they were not believers, they saw an accident coming and said, oh Jesus, and he saved them. Praise God. He hears the cries of those who call upon him. He wants to show himself strong. So why would he not show himself strong on your behalf? Why should you be the one that God will not prove himself as strong? It's your heart. That's not to do with your, whether I'm born again, I speak in tongues. That's not to do whether you speak in tongues, you don't speak in tongues. It's where is your heart focused on? Hallelujah. His eyes run to and fro the whole earth to show himself strong. I pray you will find him strong on your behalf in the name of Jesus. And the prophet said to Asa, I said, in this you have done foolishly. By moving and trusting the Syrians to help you. Look, we all like, I don't know, you have had that situation before in life. Maybe you had an issue with a taxi driver along Futa Road. As a Futarian, you know that taxi driver has no chance of succeeding. Praise God. All you need to do say is, great Futarians, all of them congregate there. I don't know whether you understand me. They are always there. But what betide you, you're in Okearu. You have issues with Okada. There's no Futarian that will bail you out of. There's no Futarian that will come to your rescue. That time you look up to the hills. And that's where my help comes from. Amen. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But in all these things, it should not be the Syrians that should be your default response to. It should be who? The Lord of heaven. Every time you don't look up to him, it's a foolish act on your behalf. Say, so you've done foolishly. You've done foolishly. And because you've done this, he says, war will not cease in your house. Who knows? Maybe the Ogun, the people are fighting. may be traceable to this. I'm saying, not I say, who knows? Praise God. Maybe when God expected them to have turned their hearts to Him, they did not turn their hearts, and they have to keep repeating the exam. This man did not, all throughout his life, he kept fighting till the day he died. Because he acted foolishly. When God expected him to have learned his lesson, that he's the Lord who is mighty and able to save him. Praise the Lord. But the man did not. He didn't learn his lesson. He didn't remember. And I like that man, David. I mean, when God said, David is a man after my heart. Sometimes, you need to study. You can spend 1 year studying David, and you will not be tired of studying David. Like Brother Barry said, David had many problems. And I think they arrange his own problems so that in his problems, we can also take lessons from him. Do you know that your life is a lesson for others to come and read? Sometimes the problems you go through in life are deliberately sent your way, that when you overcome it, you are able to teach others also who will come through that problem. Do you follow me? Sometimes it's not all about you. It's about the kind of people that will come your way. Amen. I mean, just imagine, I was hearing Pastor Akish used to say, if you have never failed an exam before, that was the phrase I heard. I don't know what you said after that. Praise God. But if you have failed an exam before, you can accommodate those who are doing carryovers. Do you understand? But you have never failed before. You wonder, what's wrong with you guys? Don't you know book? I remember I had a problem and an assignment we needed to do, and I didn't understand it. Apparently nobody in the class understood it. So I went to my friend who was the first class student in class. That guy that I told you about, that was not a member of our class. And I said, hey man, please, can you explain this thing? And he said, this is when the question goes, I said, how did you get it? I said, it's very simple. I said, if it's simple, I wouldn't have come to you. It's God. And he said, well, I just can't. You are of no use to me. Let me go. Praise God. You can't understand how I cannot understand. But those of us that we are in the same class. Praise God. We understand each other. Do you follow me? That's how it is with life sometimes. You and I need to learn. David, when he went through a situation in life and his people were about to stone him. You know, that time he went out on a raid and came back and found that the enemies have come to plunder. You see, these people didn't go through problems. These guys lived in problems. Problem was their surname. As it's overcoming one problem, is entering another problem. I wonder whether it was Ogu Indile. But even if he had Ogu Indile, the man kept fighting and winning. Amen. The solution to running up and down, that's not the solution. Take your stand, but taking on the shield of faith that may do what? Quench off the fiery darts of the enemy. And having done all, you are ready for round two. That place did not promise us rest. That after you have won, go and drink Coca-Cola. Did they say that? So you are ready for the next round. Then they'll come next round. Then they come next round. They'll come next round. Praise God. Only a few saints have come to that place where they did not trouble them till the day they died. There was a man called Abraham. After Abraham passed that final test that God gave him, you remember his son and Isaac. Isaac says, Daddy, behold the sticks. Behold the fire. Where is the sacrifice? And his father said, the Lord will provide for himself a sacrifice. When they got to Mount Moriah, and the father took rope and tied him, he struck him. I am the sacrifice. Praise God. When God said, I'm the God of Isaac, you think that Isaac did something, spoke in one mighty tongue, and said, in the name of Jesus, I command thunder to strike that place, and he struck, and God said, I love that guy, I am the God of Isaac. Isaac didn't do any such thing on record, though. That simple fact that Isaac did not box his father, he never did a sacrifice. Amen. The guy was younger than his father. The guy could take down his father. This man was not 10-year-old. This man was probably 21-year-old. So that you can understand what went on there. If it was fight, he would take Abraham and deck Abraham and finish him. Praise God. But they allowed themselves to be bound. They laid him and they were pouring kerosene on him. Praise God. And he sat down there. You think it's ordinary? No. That simple act endeared him to the heart of God. And God said, I'm the God of Isaac. Praise God. I don't know whether you're following me this morning. In this life, there will be troubles. Trust God is a theme that runs from Genesis to Revelation. It's a theme. You will find that theme throughout the whole book. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. The other thing that runs through the Bible is when angels come and say, don't be afraid. So can I say, don't be afraid. Trust God. That's the summary of the whole Bible. Don't be afraid. Trust God. Hallelujah. And certain things, certain examples, I want to look at this. Let us look at this scripture. This is going to be the one I'm going to just say and then we'll close. I'm not talking too much this morning. Matthew 21 verses 19 to 22 was the story of the disciples and Jesus. They were coming out from a town and the Bible said Jesus Christ was hungry. And when Jesus saw a fig tree in the way, the other translation says he felt it should have fruit. And said, but however, it was not yet time for the thing to fruit. Why Jesus expected fruit on it, I don't know. Praise God. But the story was told, what transpired between him and the tree. And he saw the fig tree in the way, and he came to it and found nothing. So one said he happily came that he may find something to eat on it. And found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said to it. He found nothing. In other words, Jesus was disappointed with what he saw. Disappointments are such terrible things too. When you expect something and nothing turns up the way you want it, you can be depressed if you are not careful. Am I talking to you? It depends on how much you have invested in that thing. Praise God. Some people invested in MMM. That is, then we hit. And they primed it. That's when that thing was going to hit. But I like Nigerians. We don't commit suicide anyhow. No, we're not like that. We both would have jumped inside the closest lagoon. And we moved on. Amen. And that's why people love Nigerians. And that's why I believe Nigerians are going to rule the world. If the Fulanis let us. Praise God. And he found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said to it. He responded to disappointment. He responded to the situation. Many of us allow the situation to drown us. We get locked in, we get pushed down, and we are terminated right there. But Jesus responded and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward. Hallelujah. It should be henceforward, but say henceforward. Hallelujah. Forever again. For double emphasis. And presently the fig tree withered away. Now, it started withering when those words came out. Next verse. And when the disciples saw it, now they did not see it until the following day. Praise God. Another translation said, when he said those things, everybody had it. Amen. Everybody had it. In other words, Jesus put his reputation on the line. You know how we exercise faith? You don't speak loudly so everybody can hear. In case it doesn't happen, you can't come and say, bros, how far? I don't understand. Then you escape. But he said it loudly and put his reputation on the line. And they left that day. It was on their way back that his disciple noticed. And I know, at least, out of all the disciples, Peter, you know Peter, his heart is not right. He was waiting to tell Jesus when they were passed. Jesus, the tree you caused has not died. Yeah, I know Peter. No, he's always jumping forward. Baba one day said, "Can't be seen. You are not only jumping, you are flying." You know, that was a drama he did like that. And the Bible said they saw it. They noticed. And the Bible says they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree immediately wither away?" They noticed that it had withered. But when he spoke those words, nothing happened. So we thought. Nothing happened. You now should begin to understand. I know that would be another training on its own. That you should start speaking vain words. Hallelujah. Jesus was not given to frivolities. He said what he meant and meant what he said. And that's why I said, don't be careful of idle words. Praise God. Because the spirit realm responds to words. A man had an out of body experience, and Jesus told him, one of the things that Jesus told him, said, "Go warn the church. Said, let them be careful the words they speak." Said, "Let them be careful the words they speak." Because the words they speak create a world for you. Because God created the heavens and the earth with what? With words. So you create your heavens and your own earth with what? With words. When I say, Brafa, go balance. Are you going to balance? Don't be surprised when everything goes out of joint. Because you've created things for yourself. And when you say, Pastor, I am blessed, everything's going well. You say, look at this, he's deceiving himself. It's a matter of time. I will not forget Bishop Oedipo. He said this, he said the years when he started ministry, when he had nothing, he used to boast. You know Bishop Oedipo can boast. Bishop get boost. He would, and you know how he used to talk? "I will not be poor. I will not be poor." And they were looking, "Look at this poor guy. Look at this poor guy." And the time God exalted him, started driving Bitu. And he was still making out. And he said, "Look at this, Bitu is driving him, and he's making out." Today, the people used to say he talks anyhow. Can't talk again. No. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. Sometimes it looks as if you are proud and arrogant when you say certain things. But you should understand that you are creating a future for yourself. You are creating a world. When you say, "I can't die, but I'm going to live." You'll be surprised that people around you will eventually die. And you'll be the only one living. Then, because they accepted they will die. But you say you are not going to die. I heard the story of a woman, a very old woman, during the Second World War. She was a prayer warrior. That woman prayed. Then he said, "Pray, pray." And when the Germans began to bomb London, people were evacuating their homes. This woman stayed in the house, she didn't leave. You know, bombs fell all around her, and all the houses around her were leveled. Her own house was the only one standing. She didn't leave the house. Please don't say, "Pastor said it, you will not leave your house." There was a caveat, the woman can pray. If you don't know that to pray, carry your leg and run for safety. So that I will not come and cry over you. Amen. But, praise God. You must know God. Because her heart was perfect, God proved himself strong. People have been kept in war. That you go into war and bullets will be flying over your head and around you. And people around you will be dropping. Did you not the Bible say that you will sit there fall on your side, 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your side, say it will not call? It is the same. Have you watched those gladiators? The person that is afraid is the first person to die in the ring. The person who has fear, he dies first. It's as if you have to be strong. Amen. And so Jesus put himself on the line and said this. And when they drew his attention to say, "Master, the tree is withered as you pronounced it." Now, people say Jesus cursed. Man, I don't know whether it's a curse. He just told the boy, "The tree, you're not growing again." This day you're not growing. You will not produce fruit again. What is the purpose of a tree? Hello? It's to produce fruit. If they say you will not produce again, what is your purpose? What are you doing there? You die. It's natural. Praise God. So Jesus didn't cut the tree. I'm speaking as an advocate here. Don't charge Jesus with cuss. He just spoke. There will not more fruit from you again. And he walked away. And the guy understood it. So he himself imploded and died. Praise God. That's a lesson for another day though. And the Bible said this. And he answered and said unto them. Now, that's an issue of answer. Another translation says, and when Jesus got there, Jesus answered. So I said, the truth spoke to him. I said, there's no fruit or bee. I said, hey, middle master, no tree, no fruit will grow on thee again. I like KJV sometimes. And Jesus answered the tree. We'll think about that later. Verily I say unto you, if you have what? Faith. And doubt not. It's possible to have faith and doubt. That's the funny thing about these things. They can coexist. There was a man that Jesus Christ was going to help. His disciple cast out the demons in his son. And that demon kept putting the son inside fire to kill him. And he ran to Jesus and said, your disciples could not cast out this demon. And Jesus looked at him and looked at him. And when he looked at him and looked at him, he said, do you believe I can do this? He said, yes, I believe. Then Jesus looked at him again. He said, help my unbelief. It's possible for those two to cohabit in your heart. And don't lie. If it's there, tell the Lord Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief. Don't faith it. No, with faith, I'm a faith. Faith it. And you try to impress Jesus with your faith. He's not impressed. I don't know. I think it's like a substance. If it's not there, it's not there. He will see the heart that it's not there. Praise God. You don't fake it. Jesus, I'm in trouble. I have no faith. Help me. He will help you. But Jesus, you know, I have no faith, but I shall come and do it, shall. It doesn't work like that. And he said, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this, I don't know where that mountain was, but according to a mountain for them to see, which was very gigantic, imposing, intimidating, and all that. Say, be thou removed, and be thou cast into that sea that is over there. That was impossibilities of great proportion. Praise God. Say, it shall be what? It shall be done. That's impossibilities. Very, very serious impossibilities. These are things we should start training ourselves on. As we face impossibilities, as we face challenges, don't be afraid to confront them. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to step out from the status quo and see God work on your behalf. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to say, suppose it doesn't work. That's always the truth. Suppose it doesn't work. The ones that will happen, you will drown. Amen. Peter said, if it be thee, Lord, bid me come. Now, listen to me. Everybody on that boat saw Jesus. They heard Peter say that. And I want to believe that his friends would have said, Peter, are you okay? I believe they must have been dragging. Don't kill yourself. They were all fishermen. They know what it is to jump on that river. Is it river or sea? Shedmus was sharing with me that the wrong time to be in a boat is at night when you have a storm. Says it's okay in the day. You can have an idea where you are. In the night, there is no clue where you are. The thing just toss you, throw you here, throw you here, throw you here, throw you here, throw you here. I thank God I'm on the ground. I don't normally like passing my position. So whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believe it. Believe it. And what will happen? You shall receive. Believe it. Look, develop an attitude. Many of us came from dysfunctional families where people have disappointed us. People have failed us. You can't carry that to God. Somehow in our minds, we assume God is like men. Will he do it? Will he not do it? Will he do it? Will he not do it? You have to settle that in your heart. That whatever you say, believe in, and you refuse to doubt. Now, let me use the word, let me spend any time on doubt. Circumstances will encourage you to doubt. Did you hear what I said? Circumstances do what? It will encourage you to doubt. It will give you more than enough reasons why that thing will not happen. Why you are looking foolish and stupid to even attempt. Praise God. Why should the Lord pay attention to you? Why should the Lord... Do you know that you have not fasted for the past 1 week? Amen. Do you know you have not... When you woke up this morning, you didn't speak in tongues. Has that happened to any of you before? You want to pray, maybe something else happens and you want to... cool temper, young man. When you woke up this morning, you know it was about your head. You didn't pray. God does not like to hear your prayer. And suddenly you just... cool temper. Amen. You want to... keep quiet. It's not now to speak tongues. When you woke up this morning, you quarrel with Brother John. Praise God. And these things begin to mount up in your mind, especially if your imagination is very, very good. Some of you, your imaginations are very, very good. You will see everything. You will process everything. Your mind is, you are a first-class mind. It's going to be a problem for you walking by faith. Amen. But if only you can learn how to push those things out of your mind. And say, yes, I may not admit, I'm a dead debba and dead beast. That is not about faith. It's about my confidence in the Lord. Praise God. Some of you, if I say, see me after service, I want to give you 1,000 naira. You will believe me, won't you? But if I say, I want to give you 1,000,000 naira, you say, Pastor, God is good. That 1,000,000, you should spend on yourself first. Because you know that I might not have the 1,000,000 naira to give. I may have 1,000,000 naira, but it's not you I will spend it on. Do you understand me? You won't trust me. Well, you can trust me for 1,000 naira. Is that okay? Because you know I can afford to throw 1,000 naira and say, let me use it to spray you. Praise God. Don't carry that mindset and go and deal with God. No. You can't. You have to find somewhere in your heart to see him bigger. See, we sing those songs. Bigger than all my problems. He's bigger than everything. God is bigger than all the mountains. It stops at the place of song, of singing. Why don't you put it into practice? If it's bigger than the mountains, then prove it to us. If it's bigger than everything you have seen, then let us see it in your life. Internalize it. But I may say this. As I've been around, you may need to sing that song over and over again for the reality to become a part of you. Are you with me? That's why when you want to pray, you need to sing songs. Those songs are supposed to build faith in you. So if you sing the song for a whole day, bigger than all my problems, bigger than everything, if you sing that song over and over again, your faith will rise. Amen. In your trouble, learn to sing songs. Those things help in building faith. I will not forget a brother that he had issues. And he came up with that song. I don't remember the song again. I will make it. It's not a song you know. It came up in the realm of the spirit for him. I will make it. No matter what the circumstances around me may be. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will make it. And we're looking at him. But he made it. Circumstances were not favorable, but he made it. It's a story you are writing, not our story. Get your own testimonies. Speak to your own mountain. Learn to talk to your mountain. Learn to extract doubt out of your heart. And let you say, I know the God who myself, this mountain. He didn't say mountain. He didn't say, Jesus, remove this mountain. That is not how it works. It doesn't work like that. There's a prayer you pray, it's called petition. You petition God for things. But when it comes to dealing with mountains, you don't petition God, you speak to your mountain. If it's a man, you say, oh man, move. It's a command, and walk away. And see how God will move him. But be careful how you move him. Lest they don't move him out of this house. And they charge you for murder later on. Praise God. So give specific instructions. Say, you must move from where you are into the sea. Specific instruction, right? You didn't say, mountain move, and they carry the mountain and go and hit it on Jerusalem, and everyone in Jerusalem dies. It is you that did it too. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, I don't know where this one, the greatest one come, came from. This Matthew 21, 23, I don't know anything. No. Hey. Can you talk about, go back to where I were? Where I were before I got here? Hey. So what, and all this, whatever you shall ask in prayer, believe it. You have to convince yourself that God is able. And I don't know that they told, that man asked Jesus, he said, Lord, he said, do you know that I can heal? He said, let us, I know, if you are willing. He said, I am willing. God is always willing to hear you, because he said he wants to show himself strong. The whole story of God, the whole story of God, if you want to summarize God's story, you know, everybody has stories. Say, you know, everybody has stories. God also has stories. His whole story, the summary of all his story, is to show that he is the only God. That's what he has been trying to prove from Genesis. And that's what he eventually proved in Revelation. That he alone is God. Say, there is none else. So any challenge, he's always interested in challenges. A person who sees war and is happy. And he's telling people around him, we are going to war. Hallelujah. I'm going to flex my muscles again. Praise God. He says, sir, what is going on? John has called me into battle. I'm going. That is what he loves. He's a man. That's why they call him the man of war. He's a man of war. When you summon him, you will see him in battle. I want to commend it to his grace. The word of his grace. Hallelujah. That in the days ahead, you will be strong. And you will prove that the mighty God whom you serve is God and none other. God of this earth can challenge you. Your life must be that example. Trust God. Your story is not the end of your life. Today is not the end of your life. You are going somewhere. You will look back to this day and say, how foolish I was. Not to even have trusted God. But now I know that God is God. His interaction with Nebuchadnezzar, everything he did with Nebuchadnezzar was to prove one thing. When Nebuchadnezzar raised up his eyes and said, you are the most high God. That was all. That was all. The Bible says all knees shall bow and all tongues shall do what? That what? That is all. But go program me. That is all that God is going to, is trying to accomplish. Don't wait for the day they will force you to bow your knee. Do it willingly now and see him move on your behalf. Can we bow our heads to pray? I don't know what you are going through. I don't know the challenges. You may not even have any challenge right now. Just give him praise and glory. Trust him and ask him to strengthen your heart. Say his eyes is running to and fro the whole earth to show himself strong. Some of you will be writing your exams tomorrow. You may enter into the exam hall and find out the questions that before you are not the ones to prepare for. Are you going to panic? Or are you going to look up to God and say, Lord, bail me out? Tomorrow you may even have need of money. There's a big money, sum of money that you must come up with. Can you trust God to provide it? To run, God is not limited by the physical world. He has no limitation. He exists outside of this realm. Nothing is, we all know it, but can we just put our trust? Don't let us be like Asa, who put his trust in the Syrian army. Don't let us put our trust in the arm of flesh. That has been God's story all throughout, from Genesis to Revelation. Don't put your confidence in the arm of flesh. Don't do it. Trust God. Pray to him. Trust him. Call upon him. And he said, you will see him do it. You will make it. It's a passing phase. You're just passing through this phase. You're just passing through this phase. You're just passing through this phase. This is not the end of your story. This is not the end of your story. You're just passing through this phase. You're passing through this phase. Say, when you go through the waters, it will not drown thee. When you go through the fire will not kindle upon thee. God said, I will see you through. You may be passing through your own storms, but you are not going to drown. You're going to come out on the other side stronger. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your people. I thank you for each and every one of us. I'm praying and asking for the right kind of heart. The right heart that will engage you. The right heart that will trust you. The right heart that will summon you into action. The right kind of attitude, which is the heart of faith, that will not fail in this wise. In the name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord. Strengthen us. Let it be that you will be our default position. That whatever time whenever we are in trouble, our response is to look up to you and call upon you for help. That our hearts will always be towards you so that we can see your power and your might in the land of the living. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your great name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
If you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit, you can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings, School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m., Governmental Prayers every Thursday 6 p.m., Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.